Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I want to say something to excuse yesterday. Facebook broke. I don't know if anybody else knows that or not, but Facebook broke. And they broke sometime about the time we were doing the show, I think. So our live video went out, but you cannot view the video. It has not saved the video. It's sitting there. It acts like it's there, but you cannot click on it and watch the video. And today it will not allow us to do a video on the show page, but apparently it's going to allow us to do a video on the group page. And it's still not allowing me to post articles and such. I got a few posted last night, but this morning it's not allowing me to post on it. So if you're waiting for news on our Facebook page, keep waiting. Hopefully Facebook will get it figured out soon. We did let them know that we still have problems. I also wanted to mention to you again about the FedEx Business Grant Contest. You can vote every day, every 24 hours. Now, somebody told me they could vote more than that, but we were told we cannot. And I know that if you sneak in there under the 24 hours, like 23, and they will not take it. So they're counting the hours. So be careful. And if you do go vote, please do. It will take you to the page. If you go from my website, I've got it linked there. And once you get there, and you search for, you don't have to search for CSC Talk Radio if you use my link, because it just takes you right to mine. You have to scroll down. All they ask for is your first and your last name and your email address. And that, I'm sure, certain is how they're keeping track of the voting. So, vote once a day, every 24 hours, and help us to win this grant. We are looking forward to hopefully at least making the top 100 and getting a second chance at a video for them. And so we just ask that you will consider that. This grant money will do an awful lot to help this CSC Talk Radio with equipment and computers. We've got computers that are just, day by day, are they going to make it? So the revenue is not there to purchase them. It's all we can do to keep up with things on a month-to-month basis. So vote, please, and help us with that grant. Today, I wanted to talk to you about when Congress speaks. Congress, at least the Senate today, is going to vote on several issues. I think I already heard that this morning that they were asking to have a hearing to discuss the Green New Deal, which is the H.R. 109. So I don't know where that's going to go, but they just wanted to discuss it. They've not even had an opportunity to look at it and discuss it, apparently. Although the rest of us have. I don't know why they haven't. They are to vote today, my understanding is, on the President's Emergency Declaration Act, and I wanted, or Declaration, I'm sorry, it's not an act. It's an act that he's doing. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. What are your thoughts on that border crisis? We've heard a lot about it, as you know. As you know, I always hold Congress accountable. And I believe I'm correct, but in all fairness, we're going to look at some thoughts from Ann Coulter, who's not very happy with the president right now. They're going on having a little bit of a love spat, and perhaps we should check out her numbers. Now, I don't know the validity of her numbers. She stays on top of things, but she also has an agenda herself. But I thought, in all fairness, we ought to look at them and maybe think about them, because we said, always question, always ask why. We're bombarded by socialist propaganda these days and the rhetoric from the freshman darlings of the Democrat Party. While I apparently live in the Stone Age, I've been told, I will not accept their craziness because I know better. But our young people have been hidden from the truth and fed a bunch of lies and propaganda. If you want to change a nation, take control of the education and the youth. we the people, the parents, have allowed, and now how do we stop it? Look at the rules for radicals. I'm not going to get it out and read it to you right now. But remember the rules of the radicals. If you don't have that list or that book, just send me a self-addressed envelope. I will give you that. It's called Useful Idiots. But it's the 8 planks of how to make a socialistic state. And it's from the Rules of Radicals by Sal Alinsky. Now, we've heard about them. And we've read them several times. And they're turning out now the socialist idiocy and crazy verbiage of people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Have you listened to her? Seriously listen to her. I mean truly listen to her logic and her rhetoric. She makes absolutely no sense. She has a way of putting words of nonsense into a sentence or a paragraph that apparently makes others sit on the edge of their seat. But she's enthusiastic, but she's wrong. And I dare say she doesn't believe most of her own nonsense. None of them do. But they're talking to others, and they're talking to our children. They're telling them not to eat meat. They're telling you not to have children. All to save a planet. All to save a planet. Don't have children. Don't eat meat and save the planet. Never drive anywhere. Never fly anywhere. Never take a train. All to save a planet. Or is it truly just to destroy a people? This is a cult. I don't know if you've figured that out yet, but it's a cult. And these people are in deep. I believe in you, America. You're the ones that I believe in. But do you believe in you? Do you really believe that you have power? You have power to rein that power back from Congress. Will you do it? I'm serious about this cease and desist letter. I'm not going to attempt to read it to you again because I keep failing on that one. But it is ready to go. It's on the blog on csctalkradio.com, and you can just copy and paste it. It's 4 pages. I plan to mail mine today. I'm going to work on that today and tomorrow, but I plan to get it done today. I have the addresses of all of Congress, all of the House of Representatives, and all of Senate. I have them. So if you send a self-addressed stamped envelope, send me a little note if you need those addresses, and we'll get them for you. I'm not going to write out your envelopes for you. Don't expect me to do that. But I'll send you one copy, and you can go make the copies that you need to send. Mail one to each of the leaders of the House and Senate. That's 4 letters. Mail one to each one of your senators. That'll be 2 senators. Mail one to each of your representatives. That'll be 8 for me from the state of Missouri. And it varies from state to state and districts. Send one to the president. Mark it a copy. It is a copy. Let him know you mailed to the others. Let him know who you mailed them to with a handwritten note. And I would also handwrite all of the envelopes with the addresses. Use your return address. Don't be a chicken. Sign your name. The cease and desist letter is only 4 pages long, and the last page includes a place for your name and a title. If you want to share a title, put your signature on there. Don't be afraid. We're going into a break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'll give you the address when we come back. I know I didn't do that the last couple of days. Do you believe you have the power? Will you at least send a letter? Somebody else has written for you? 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. And I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I was talking about the cease and desist letter. It covers a lot of things, not nearly enough of what Congress has done. I've kind of titled the show When Congress Speaks, and I'm going to do that because they are in session right now, and they're supposed to be voting on some things today. And I want to share a little bit of that with you. However, back to this cease and desist letter and the fact that I believe in you. If you don't want to print it from your blog or from the blog or on your website, you can order it from me. I want you to send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Remember to put a note in there if you want anything else from me, but you want the cease and desist letter. It's 4 pages long. I will be folding it. You can make the however many copies you need to make. I suggest one for every one of the leaders. That's four of them. That's Nancy Pelosi, Kevin McCarthy, Chuck Schumer, and Mitch McConnell. And then one to each one of your senators. That'll be two. So you got six. I have eight representatives, so that puts me up even farther. And send one to the president. Mark it copy. Put a red pen on there and put copy. And then in a hand addressed note to the president, let him know who you sent these to. Okay? Do not be afraid to sign your name. I don't want to look at anything from anyone who refuses to sign their name. It just shows me that you're a coward. Sorry, but that's the way I feel about it. So, one letter might not make a difference. If I'm the only one of us that does this, it might not make a difference. But if you join me, together we can be that storm. We can storm Congress, and it will be noticed. We do enough of it, we might even make the news. Or they might come knocking on our doors. I don't know. Our founding fathers pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors. I don't believe we're going to put our lives on the line with this. I don't think they're going to be in danger. But if we don't do something, the lives of the future generations of this nation are in jeopardy. It is our duty to at least try to communicate, to band together, circle those wagons, to stand together for God, for family, for country. It's our duty to bring America home. Will you do that? Will you join me? Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Now, Congress, certain ones of them, they're going to tighten the rein on the president because of this national emergency. This thing was, Congress would reclaim the power it conceded to the executive branch more than 40 years ago. Now, all of a sudden, oh my gosh, we gave up this power 40 years ago. We need to get it back. So, Senator Mike Lee, who I'm not very happy with right now, he wants to institute a bill that'll stop this. Now, the timing of it is what is disgusting. I don't care if they take their power back, but they haven't really lost any power when they gave him this directive, the presidency of the United States, 40 years ago. If Congress is troubled by recent emergency declarations made pursuant to the National Emergency Act, they only have themselves to blame, and this is coming from Mike Lee. Congress gave these legislative powers away in 1976. And it is far past time that we, as an institution, took them back. Now, he does say in here that the president isn't doing anything illegal or out of his power because they have given him this power, yet they are going to vote against it. Mike Lee is one of them that claims he's going to vote against it. Now, I saw on Laura Ingraham last night that she had taken a poll with her listeners, and of course her listeners are all pretty much, you know, gung-ho with the president. And they took a poll, and 91% of the people that she polled, they want Congress, they want their Republican representatives and senators and Democrats to vote with the president. Now, vote with the president, I say, and then change this if you want to change it. But did they really lose any power when they gave this directive? Does Congress not have the power to observe and see a national emergency and say something about it? I'm asking a question because I can't imagine that they just completely gave up all power in that way. Well, if they change this, is Congress going to do their job? They haven't done their job now. That's why we're sitting where we are. That's why the emergency, the crisis is on the border now with the immigration. Because they haven't done their job for 40 years. Or more. They're too busy D.C. occupying offices and cutting deals. They're making money off of this. So they don't want the president to correct it. They don't want anything that way to happen. So I'm really disgusted and disappointed in these so-called Republicans that back the president. They don't back the president and they don't back you. And that's the truth. But today they're going to make a decision. How many of them will listen to the American people? But if not for them, we wouldn't even have this crisis. Because they should have given the president the money for the wall in the first place in 2017, in 2016, in 2018. but they didn't. They didn't do that. They didn't defund Planned Parenthood, and they didn't defund, when they had the majority, Obamacare. They're not working for you. Have you figured that out yet? Well, Ann Coulter, and I've got that here somewhere, I really think we should look at her words. She's upset with the president, and they're going back and forth. She called him an idiot. He called her a wacky nut job. And sometimes she is a wacky nut job. But she is on this immigration thing. She sees this as a crisis, and she saw this as a crisis long before anybody else was talking about it, I do say. And before I heard anybody else talking about it. She wrote a book. Everybody writes a book, except Beth. She doesn't have time to write a book. I don't know how they get that. Well, I do know. They pay people to write their books. But Ann Coulter, she says, Trump by numbers, and it doesn't look good. So putting all the rhetoric and the personalities aside and the opinions, she says, let's just look at the numbers. Now, if you're out there, and you know that she's right or wrong on these numbers, I want you to call. Because I don't know. I know she follows this very, very close. She's trying to make a point. We know that nothing has gotten done. And we want to blame Congress. And she mentions that in this letter. And I'm not going to read the whole article to you. If you want it, you can send me a self-addressed stamped envelope. Or you can go just look it up online. This is actually from the Daily Caller. So, she says, under a new approach, rather than to just blame Congress, let's look at the numbers. So she calls it Trump by the numbers. She says there's no editorializing, no invective, no opinion. And her question is, what is the number of miles of wall built on our southern border since Trump became president? Zero. She says, zero. She says, what is the number of miles of fence, bollard, or garden trellis, she likes to be a little sarcastic, built along our 2,000-mile border since Trump has been president? 26. 26 miles. The number of times Trump has claimed on Twitter he's already building the wall? She says, 16 by my count. Now, he does say that a lot. And the wall that they were building in California was a repair job. Now, they might have extended it a bit. I don't know. I'm not there. I haven't taken pictures. I don't have the statistics. I don't have the ability to get all these statistics. Do you know? She also goes, I hear the music, the number of times Trump has complained on Twitter that Congress won't give him funds to build the wall that he says he's already building. She says, to my count, at least 30 times. So we're looking at these numbers. Has President Donald Trump done everything he possibly could? Does he do everything he says he's doing? Always question why, even when it's somebody that you think is really working for you. Question why. Now, I'm not trying to put President Donald Trump down. Don't get too hard on me. But we have to question him just like we question Congress. Why? What, when, where, why, and how? 877-895-5410. And we'll be right back. Founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All-American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. MyPillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All-American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All-American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Ann Coulter and her numbers, Trump numbers, she calls it, Trump by the numbers. In other words, don't judge him by what he's saying, judge him by what he's doing. So is he really doing the things he's telling us he's doing? Now, she makes some legitimate points here, and there have been some things that I have been terribly concerned about. Now, I like this president. I'm going to back him. But by golly, I want him to do what he says he's going to do and is doing. Okay? So the number of wall prototypes. Now, if you know different, I want you to call me, 877-895-5410. The number of wall prototypes destroyed by the federal government. You know, the prototypes, you pick one and you destroy the others. She said they destroyed all of them. None of them must have passed the test. Number of executive orders ending the anchor baby scam, as Trump promises whenever he was in election, zero. Number of executive orders issued by Trump rescinding Obama's unconstitutional amnesty for illegal alien dreamers, zero. Now, I know he tried to do a few things, and the Ninth Circuit Court put a quietus to it, slowed him down. Number of illegal aliens whose presence has been excused by Trump, 11 to 50 million, depending on whether you believe the propaganda of the facts. Number of extensions of the E-Verify system to prevent illegals from being hired over Americans. Again, she says zero. number of H-1B foreign workers in this country when Trump took office? Approximately 1 million. Number of H-1B, foreign workers in this country today? Approximately 1 million. Number of asylum loopholes closed? 0. Number of top-level administration jobs offered to immigration controllers who are not named Stephen Miller? 0. I like Stephen Miller. I wished he was still there. Number of top-level administration jobs offered to members of the Koch Brothers Open Borders Network? She says 5 that I know of. Number of attorneys general trying desperately to implement Trump's immigration agenda, whom Trump mocked and forced out of office? 1. She says, apart from immigration, probably the single most important campaign promise Trump made was to end the carried interest loopholes. Most Republicans would break out into a cold sweat if asked to raise taxes on George Soros. Finally, we had a Republican or Democrat who wasn't beholden to Wall Street. But she goes on and says, during the campaign, Trump said this tax scam allowed hedge fund managers to get away with murder and vowed to eliminate it. Americans who hadn't voted for 30 years said, how do I register to vote? Like I said, she likes to be a little sarcastic and embellish. She says, so let's take a look at the slide rule. The numbers. Number of carried interest loopholes eliminated by President Donald Trump, 0. Total campaign contributions in 2016 given by Goldman Sachs to Hillary Clinton, $388,000. Total campaign contributions given by Goldman Sachs to Trump, $5,607, or 70 times less than Goldman Sachs gave to Hillary. Number of Goldman Sachs employees put in top administration positions by President Trump, 7. Or more, 7. More than President Bush or Obama combined. For someone unable to fulfill the most basic of his immigration promises, Trump has been amazingly competent in accomplishing the things Wall Street wanted. No one else did. She goes, the number of actions to defend the free speech rights of Trump's biggest supporters being deplatformed and censored, such as Milo, and I can't ever say his last name, Gavin McGinnis, Laura Loomer, and Alex Jones, 0. I guess he didn't come to their defense great enough. Percentage of the base that Trump can afford to lose in 2020 after millions of older, whiter Americans have died off, and millions of immigrants have turned 18 and began to vote. And she says again, 0. He can't afford to lose any of his base. She also makes the comment in here, and then I'll put this aside. Illegal immigration is on track to hit the highest levels in more than a decade. Now, we know that's true. And Trump has willfully decided to keep amnesty advocates such as Jared, Ivanka, Mick Mulvaney, Mark Short, and Mercedes Schlapp in the White House. For all his talk about immigration, did he ever consider hiring those who share his mega vision, Make America Great vision? You know, that part I have observed myself, that it would seem that he continues to put people around him that are of almost the opposite of what he has said he's going to stand for we the people. Now, the economy is doing better, but we know that that is probably not going to continue because it can't. We've talked about that with Melody Cedarstrom. It just cannot continue. The national debt is so huge. It's unsustainable, which is part of the socialistic planks. It's unsustainable. It's got to eventually collapse. Will it be tomorrow? Will it be next year? Will it be 10 years? Maybe it will happen in Trump's administration. Maybe it won't. But we know it's going to happen. And most of us are not prepared for it. So what do we do? Do you talk to your representatives and your senators? Do you ever write the president? You know, he likes handwritten notes. So write the president. Ask him. Why haven't we got anything done? We understand Congress is fighting you. But why can't we get anything done? Excuse me. We are, by the way, apparently Beto O'Rourke, if this makes news to you, he told some local TV station that he's running for president. So I guess he's thrown his hat in the ring. Democrats are going to have so many, it's going to be ugly when they start killing one another off. But once they do, they'll stand together. I think that's one thing that the American people continue to wonder. Why is it that the Republicans never stand together and they never stand with us? They always have an excuse here and there as to why they're not doing this or doing that. Why is that? We are listening, and it is concerning, to all the socialistic rhetoric. But my friends, we've been under a socialistic legislators for years. That's why our government is so huge. That's why you're afraid to make a mistake on tax returns. That's why you're afraid to do this or not do that. You're under tyranny already. You know, the Patriot said, why should I trade one tyrant 3,000 miles away for 3,000 tyrants 1 mile away? And I'm telling you, that's where we are. And they need to cease and desist their bad behavior. And we need to start voting for statesmen. We need to have term limits on these people. Our vote should be their term limits, but apparently it's not. They're able to buy their way to office. And once they get there, these D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals become filthy rich. And we wonder where our jobs are going. And they won't do anything about the wall or the border. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit libertytabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. We're going to go to the phones, and we have Kevin from Missouri, from Columbia, Missouri. Kevin, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, there's a lot of things on my mind, and you were talking earlier about the wall.
Yes.
The problems with the wall. I don't understand exactly why the Democrats see it the way they do, but President Trump needs to build a wall.
So you're for the wall. You know, somebody was asking me the other day if I was, and I said, well, yeah, I'm for the wall. But, well, the Democrats are fighting it just because it would be a win for the president. And I do believe, Kevin, I believe that all of them are profiting from this crisis on the border. I believe they made deals with the Chamber of Commerce and the Koch brothers and some of these other entities where they bring in this cheap labor. And they're putting Americans in jeopardy in more ways than one, not just the jobs.
Absolutely. I agree with that. I mean, how can, well, let's just say President Obama, how can he take office worth about $300,000, leave office 8 years later worth $7 million?
Yeah.
I can't do the math. His salary is $400,000 a year.
And, you know, why is it that he called the crisis at the border a crisis, the immigration a crisis, but now when President Donald Trump calls it a crisis, nobody believes it? You know, it's just well, I advise
everybody thought it's a crisis, but now that Trump calls it a crisis, it's not a crisis.
Yeah. Well, I think the Republicans are saying it's a crisis, but they're not going to give him what he wants. So that makes no sense either, does it?
It does not make any sense.
There's only one way to conclude that, and that's the fact that they're making money off of this. I mean, Mitch McConnell is worth millions of dollars, but he wasn't when he took office.
The same way. Maxine Waters the same way.
I betcha. And Maxine won't even live in the district that she represents. She refuses to.
Well, would you blame her? I wouldn't live there either.
Yeah, but I do believe in sending this cease and desist letter, so I hope you join me with that.
Will do.
All right. I look forward to hearing from you. And let us know what you hear back when you send these letters. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have Roger in New Mexico. Roger, how are you today?
Just one subject, minimum wage. One of the things the Democrats talk about is
increasing the minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? Nancy Pelosi saw to it that Congress exempted her Starkist Tuna Company from minimum wage.
Yeah, we knew that. So, yeah.
When she reverses that, then we can talk about minimum wage.
Well, we can't.
Unless she does that, everybody needs to boycott.
Minimum wage is a hoax anyway, because they've already got certain ones that are doing that, and as soon as they raise the wage, they cut the hours. So they're really worse off, not better off. Minimum wage is... Yeah, our wages shouldn't be in the hands of D.C. occupiers.
Well, Nancy Pelosi proves that she's a... What's the word for a hypocrite?
She is that.
Make sure it's written into the law that her husband's Starkist Tuna gets minimum wage, but nobody else does.
That's why everybody should go to American Tuna. I haven't been able to get them to advertise with me or come on the air with me. They just won't get. They won't see the. They don't appreciate the voice, I guess. But American Tuna is good tuna, and everyone can switch to American Tuna, and that'll solve that problem. I appreciate it, Roger. Thank you. You know, Nancy Pelosi's got more than one problem. Besides being a hypocrite, this woman talked these freshmen into voting for her. She did not have the votes to become speaker. And she coerced these gals into voting for her. And now they're ruling the roost. The teenagers, the freshmen, are pushing mama around. And mama don't know what to do about it. So Nancy Pelosi's got a problem. She is Speaker of the House in title only. She is not in charge. She is not in charge. Kind of sad, but terribly funny. Dangerous. It's dangerous. And like I've said many times, here we put her in this position. We didn't. And she's in position for the United States presidency, should something happen to our president or our vice president. And with all the ugly that's going on, I do worry about that. Because Nancy, she can't lead the House. How can she possibly lead a nation? She can't. She'll fall apart. Her teeth will fall out. Anyway, she'll lose them. But de Blasio... I think we talked about that a little bit. Once children to become vegetarian, so they're going to have meatless Mondays in New York, in his where he is mayor. And once again, when is it government's job to tell you what to eat or feed your children or whether you want to have children or not? We've seen countries that have done that before. And... is there anything wrong with you out there that you can't send a sack lunch with your kids? I guess mine were vegetarian. Mom usually sent me peanut butter and jelly. I usually had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Once in a while, I got an egg salad sandwich or a tuna salad sandwich. But usually it was peanut butter and jelly. She ran out of bread. Do you know how the crackers used to come in a four square? She'd give it peanut butter and jelly on the four square. So she didn't even break them up. It's like a loaf of bread, just four square. I had an article here that we're not going to have time to get to. It's about the welfare state. And, of course, they want, meaning the socialists and D.C. occupiers, they want the welfare state to grow bigger. They want more and more people dependent on them. When more and more people are dependent on them, they have more power and you have less. You have less control over your lives. Get educated. Read your Constitution. All of us need to do that. I'm pointing at me as well. Order this cease and desist letter. Let me hear from you. If just one or two of us in Missouri send it, there will be at least three of us, send it from here, that's okay. But it's not enough. How many of you are going to send that cease and desist letter? I want to hear from you. Yesterday I announced, I'm going to announce it again today, that the Range Rights and Resource Symposium will take place April 11th through the April the 12th. It's going to be in Windsor, Colorado. You can visit their website, get signed up, see who the speakers are. The title of it is food, water, energy. Don't be naive about the essentials of life. It's rangerights.com. That's rangerights.com. Educate yourself. They're going to have both sides of the issues there. So you can kind of make a better, you know, if you hear both sides, you can make a better decision. The more educated you are about what's going on, the better decision we can make at the polls when we go vote. Or when we talk on the radio. We're going to talk a little bit tomorrow about socialism and welfare. But it'll be Free for All Friday. Daniel Turner will visit with us on the second segment. And he's going to be a bigger part of the show. He's going to be on twice a month instead of once a month. And we're going to talk politics one day and energy the other. We've got to do what we can to pull together. We, the people, to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.